We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Nun Beis, the halachas of the Suda HaMafsekes, and we're up to Siftes. We'll be finishing the Siman that's through Sif Yud Beis. Siftes, Kol Zeh, all these halachas, and that is that you're not to eat two tafshilin, and Medina de Gemara, you couldn't have meat and wine. All of that is talking about Besuda HaMafsekes, the Suda HaMafsekes only, She'ein dato lechol od achreho sudas keva, where one does not expect to have a full meal afterwards, meaning a meal of bread. All somebody is going to do is have a snack here and there. U kishu acher chatzos, as well as it being after midday. Avalam hoya kodem chatzos, whereas if it was before midday, acher chatzos v'dato lechol achreho sudas keva, or that it's after chatzos, but one plans on eating another real suda afterwards, ein sarach lizor b'dvarim halalu, there's no such halacha, meaning you can have more than two tafshilin, and midina de gemara, you can even have meat and wine, except that our minhag is not to. Says the Ramah, Hagah, minhag b'chol glilos ashkenaz. What is the Ashkenazi custom? Lechol suda kvua kodem mincha. We have a big meal before we daven mincha. V'acharkach mispal l'mincha. Then we daven mincha. We leave the house. We go and daven mincha. And when we come back, v'ochlin suda mafsekes. And then we have the suda mafsekes. In other words, we are mafsik in order to separate between the two so that we really have two sudas and we don't end up benching twice for no reason. We end our suda, we bench, we go to Dav Mincha, we come back, and only then do we have a second suda. Says the Ramah, V'no'gim laharbos k'tzas besuda rishona. The minag is to eat quite a bit in that first suda, K'dei shelo yazik lehematainis. In order that you not find yourself getting hurt, meaning that you don't find yourself getting dehydrated or undernourished, get very weak, on Tisha B'Av. Ho l'poskin mebod yom k'mo b'yom kippur. Since we start fasting at night, we're not going to be eating at night, and we fast the whole day, so that's reason why we want to make sure that we're going to have enough food in our system from before Tisha B'Av. V'yesh k'tzas raya l'zemi medrash eicha rabasi. There's even a source to this. Miu, mishi yochel l'sage v'atzmo v'yodeh v'atzmo v'shein atayinis mazik lo. U'machmar l'atzmo nikra kadosh. Was if someone could really refrain from having too much of a meal beforehand, so that his suda hamafsekes is really the thing that he's eating to fill himself before Tisha B'Av, that really is ideal. In other words, ideally the suda hamafsekes should be the suda that you're relying on to fill you for Tisha B'Av. Whereas, since we are weak, we don't do that. We have a big meal, then go daven mincha, and then have our meager pas chareva with salt and hard-boiled egg as our suda mafsekes. Now, some have a big problem with this, and that is they claim that our suda mafsekes were usually so full at the time we ate it because we had a big meal that it's achila gasa. It may be achilas arai. If someone eats a lot, it's achilas gasa. And if you don't eat a lot, then it's probably not even a suda. It's an achilas arai. So they therefore say that in the first suda that you have before mincha, only have one tavshil. This way, even if that was the real suda mafsekes, and what you call the suda mafsekes wasn't really a suda, you'll still be yotza. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings El Yerabin, says that if your kavanin eating a lot in that suda before mincha was l'shem shamayim, so you should be able to fast on Tisha B'Av, then that's fine. And you do not have to minimize the tafshilin you're having in your suda before mincha. So Lamaisa, what we do is we do have a full meal, a big meal, before mincha, we then go out and daven mincha and then come back and have the dry bread, the salt, the egg, and then the ash. Sif Yud. Imchal Tisha B'Av be'echad b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av's on a Sunday, o shechal b'Shabbos v'nitchal achar Shabbos, or it actually fell on Shabbos and was pushed off to Sunday. Ochol basar v'shol siyayim b'suda mafsekes, u'malal shulchanu afilu k'suda shlomo be'es malchusa. The halacha is that you're allowed to have for shalashudis on Shabbos afternoon, meat, wine, as big a suda as you want. There is no suda hamafsekes on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, but you have to make sure that you end on time. The Mishnah Berurah says that means Shkia. You better end your Shalashudis before Shkia. Now, with regard to the Shalashudis on Tisha B'Av that's Chal Yis B'Shabbos, or Erev Tisha B'Av that is Chal on Shabbos, the halachi is that you have a normal Shalashudis, but some hold that you shouldn't invite friends. Others say that if you always have friends, then it's Avelis B'Far Hesia if you don't, and we're not supposed to show Avelis B'Far Hesia. Also, if there's a bris milah on that day, the halachi is that you make the suda l'chatchila before mincha. We don't have the suda after mincha. Sometimes they would have the bris, they would daven mincha, and then they would have the suda. This time the suda should really be before mincha. Sif Yud Aleph. Mi shekibol lav taina sheni v'chamishi kol yimos hashana. Someone accepted upon himself that for a year he is not going to eat on Mondays and Thursdays. He fasts on Mondays and Thursdays. So, the era, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lios B'Sheni, and then Erev Tisha B'Av turned out to be a Monday. It couldn't be a Thursday, because Tisha B'Av couldn't fall on a Friday, but Tisha B'Av can fall on a Tuesday, in which case Erev Tisha B'Av is on a Monday. So what does he do? Yishal al Nidro. He should get Hataris Nadarim. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to eat on that Monday. Tisha B'Av is Tuesday. He's going to end up fasting for 2 days and a night. So one option is to do Hataris Nadarim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about someone who cannot really fast, but ideally, he should be fasting both days. However, Bizman HaZeh, we just don't do it. We say that that could be dangerous. O Yilve Taniso. What else can he do? He can borrow his Tainis. Uporei, and you pay back a different day. In other words, you fast a different day instead of this Monday. Now, this sheet is a machaber that you can do something, such a thing, is a stira to the way he paskins in Hilchas Tainis. In Hilchas Tainis, he says that if a person explicitly specified a particular day to fast on, he could not go and exchange that for a different day. So over here, he said he's not going to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He chose a specific day. He can't trade it for another day. So a lot of poskim just don't go along with the mechaber. Says the Ramah, Hagol, Vagonim Kosvu, the Gonim say, the Misan Adachar Tfilis Mincha, The Gonim said that instead of trading it, what you do is you do fast on that day, but just before nightfall you have your Suda Mavsekes. Mishnah Berurah says that it may not be such a good idea because we don't know exactly what was meant by Shecha Shecha, and therefore you're better off doing Hataras Nadarim. The Chei Nogim, and that is our Minhag. Vu Adin Mishimisana Tainis Chalom. Someone who is fasting a Tainus Chalom on Erev Tisha B'Av, there also he would not finish his Tainus, because that is the Minhag. The Minhag is that since we need to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av in order that the Tainus not hurt us, the Minhag was that even if a person is fasting a Tainus Chalom, it's only till almost Shkia. But just before that, he's allowed to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says that since we don't know exactly what's meant by just before Chashecha, he's better off doing Hataras Nadarim. In the case of a yard site, one should, when he accepts upon himself to fast on the yard site, he should explicitly say that this does not include fasting on Erev Tisha B'Av. Sif Yud Beis. Ein Omrim Tchina Erev Tisha B'Av B'Mincha, Mishum Dikri Moed. Tisha B'Av is called a moed, so even on Erev Tisha B'Av at Mincha, we do not say Tachnun. Vafilu im hi Shabbos enomim tzidkoscha. Even if Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, we don't say tzidkoscha, it's not a day of Tachanun. However, we do say Av HaRachamim. Even though Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, we say Av HaRachamim, and people that are knowing to be Masker Neshamas are also allowed to be Masker Neshamas then.